Happy New Year there, oddballs. In the paranormal news, we have COVID-19 giving rise to antibacterial drug-resistant super gonorrhea. There's a superhero for you that nobody wants to cheer for. And, of course, the craziest 2020 conspiracies we've come across. The Cryptid Corner this wonderful month will see Calicanzaros come to life around your Christmas tree. And our very special guest later in the show will be chatting about the friendly ghosts of one of the most haunted asylums in America. If it's odd to you, friend, it's on the odd to Newfoundland.
It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters, and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Ghostly greetings from the oldest city in North America. I'm your host, John Mallard, bringing you the best in East Coast esoterica. You, my friend, have stumbled upon the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Welcome to episode 128 of your monthly paranormal variety show. Having you here is better than seeing your favorite Christmas specials. The best Kwanzaa drummers just kicking butt. It's better than menorahs brightening the dark night or even better than those bright red envelopes of cash, you know, that the Chinese actually give each other. Oh, man, I love it. Why? Well, yeah, it's got to be better than 2020 for starters. Why? Because you're wonderful, a masterpiece, beautifully made, important to people because you're important to me, highly favored by your creator or the law of averages and physics working in tandem. You, my friend, are an oddball, and on this show, your family, and we are one. First and foremost, would like to send out a very big apology to all my listeners. As you may know, my streak came to an end this month. That's right. December 2019 was a bad month for me. But guess what? It was nowhere near as bad as December 2020. Good God. I put out my episode on the 1st of December and through the jigs and the reels, through audio issues, I had to yank down the episode. It was up for a week and then just got so many complaints about audio quality and there was nothing I could do. I already had the guest in the can, all the work done. You know, it was just unfortunate. It really, really was. Sometimes not having a studio during this stupid pandemic has made things very difficult. So I put out a bonus episode about mid-month and I'm so, so sorry to my listeners out there. But here's the crazy thing. That little bonus episode, which kind of took the place of episode 127, was this little 8-minute episode. And this little 8-minute episode, my God, it done more downloads than the last 3 episodes combined. Guys, this is serious. This shows me that this show and its format, it needs to change. But not necessarily change altogether. So what I'm going to do from this point forward, I'm going to use it as an experiment for at least the next 6 months just to see how it goes, is I'm actually going to release not one, not two, but 3 episodes on the same day of the first of every month. This being the first part of a 3-parter, basically. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one section, which is going to be the catch-up with me and you we do every single month and the paranormal news and all that fun stuff, the shout-outs and all that will probably be on the first part. The second part we'll give to the Cryptid Corner, and the third part will let be our guest. See, this way, we actually have, you know, 3 separate shows coming out on the same day that are shorter and smaller and easier to digest. The reality of it is, if you put on your Podbean app and press play, you're going to play all 3 back-to-back, so it doesn't really matter. And I'll make sure the entrance music is only there for the first episode. Every other part kind of has its own entrance, you know what I mean? So I think it's wonderful that I could do that. It's not a big deal to me. I just feel like after the Halloween special came out with 31 mini episodes and how many downloads we had, and now this other one in December, which saved my butt, like My sponsor was so relieved, by the way. Like, they were so mad. Like, you got to realize I'm under a lot of pressure to put out an episode every single month because it's a big deal and there's lots of listeners. And my sponsor was like, what are we going to do? Like, you can't go for a month without me. I put out that episode and they were so happy. And, you know, once again, a special shout out to Oz FM and a thank you to them for letting me use their material. That's their recording. They let me use it as a friend. They saved my bacon. They don't even realize it. The Morning Jam. Stefan Rand on the Morning Jam. Just thank you both so very much. I'll tag in this episode to make sure you see my thank you there. So there you go, guys. New format, 2021. We're going to put out the dumpster fire that was 2020. 2021 is going to be different, but not so different. I'm just going to change the way I release the episode. It's still going to be the same old Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. That I promise you. It'll just come out in three segments on the same day as opposed to one. My hope is that it caters to some people out there who really like the shorter episodes, you know. And when you think about it, if you're doing your commute with me and say you got like a half hour long commute, I mean, you're only listening to half the podcast anyway, and then you come back and listen to the other half later. So like, really, what's the difference? I hope you guys appreciate it. I certainly do. And I think it's going to be great. Of course, now I got to find some entrance music for the guest. Maybe I'll just have me playing the spoons. It's the Odd the Newfoundland guest. It's the Odd the Newfoundland guest. Okay, I'll stop now. I'll stop now. Please forgive me for my horribleness. You know what? You know what I think? I think it's time for the most horrible paranormal joke I could possibly come up with. That's right. It's time for some shout-outs. That's right. We've got new subscribers on the Podbean app. You subscribe on the Podbean app, you get a shout-out on this show. It also unlocks the horrible para joke, well, really, I could say of the year. And I promise you, after I record this and release it on the first, I will not make any more bad jokes until next year. Okay. Here it comes. I got to say some shout-outs here. I got to say a big thank you for subscribing to Bill Bear 91, Angela Chambers 40, Nuts, N-U-T-T-Z, Crown Stag 1, Amber, Selene, Tracy Chains or Tracy Haynes 84. I got a f***ing god on my show. Buddha, apparently. Where said Buddha? Like, Buddha. What? Buddha subscribed to my podcast? That's Buddha, you fat bastard. Thanks for subscribing. I made the joke before that I have the body of a god, and it's Buddha. Damien C. Hughes, 81. The River City Mystery Podcast gets a shout out this show. Thanks, guys, for subscribing. And like any other podcast out there on the Podbean app, if you subscribe to me, I will subscribe to you. I'll be sure to hit the follow button. Thank you so much, River City Mystery Podcast. Trap and Angie, all you crowd, all you lovely people have unlocked some horrible paranormal jokes of the show. And Seaman Howitz, you know, New Year's and stuff. I figured I'd throw a few New Year's jokes at you guys. Okay, here's my first horrible joke. Why was 6 afraid of 9 on New Year's Eve? Because 9, 8, 7. Just terrible. Why do birds fly south for New Year's Eve? Because it's too far to walk. I don't even think that's funny. Not to brag, but I already have a date for New Year's Eve. It's December 31st. Okay, that's actually pretty good. My New Year's resolution is to stop procrastinating. But, you know, I'll get at that tomorrow. New Year! I just got used to the last one. There's no way you got used to that last one. Let me tell you, it's a horrible year. Screw 2020. 2020 is like the dumpster fire of years. And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, God love his heart. Poor Brody Lee, a.k.a. John Byrne. Like, my heart is broken. Brody Lee, he used to be part of the Wyatt family in WWE. He was I can't even go there. What a sad story. We lost a professional wrestling guy who's been around really the last decade as a pretty big name. So, R.I.P. to Brody Lee. I'm sorry to hear that for your family, bro. He's 41 with two kids. So sad. He died with a non-COVID-related illness. And, it was actually just a lung thing that went on with him. But anyway, such a sad story. I hear a lot of my favorite podcasters who are wrestling podcasters like crying on the air. And my thoughts are with you guys, especially you guys over there. You know, Solid Monster in particular. You know, I'm thinking about Solid Monster right now. He was definitely emotional. He had to make his own little thing just for Brody and did his life some justice. I think you guys should check out his podcast. You know, Jason just does a fantastic job anyway, but he really, really, really captured Brody Lee's career and how frustrating it was for him in WWE before he left, and just how he had this new lease on life in AEW. So big shout out to the Solid Monster there. All the boys did great. All the girls did great too on the podcasting thing. I think of Rewind to Raw, you know, Wei Ting, John Pollock as well. They did a wonderful job. And, you know, the AEW podcast itself did a wonderful job to give credence and to give a little bit of, you know, just shed some light on this really a mystery guy in the ring. No one knew much about him, but in real life, he was just such a wonderful father. And that's the same thing that comes up in all these shows. So RIP to Brody Lee, one of my favorite wrestlers. You know, you don't have to look odd for that lifestyle. You don't have to look hard for an odd lifestyle when it comes to professional wrestlers. They live a strange life, man. They really do. They're away from home. They're on the road. They fake stuff for a living but are still broke up. It's like the weirdest job on the planet. I did it for 13 years, and my heart goes out to his family. And I just know that, you know, if there is a God out there, if he's truly up there, I got to ask the question, why on earth would you do that? Why on earth would you do that? I got to ask that question. And, you know, his plan is always greater than ours. Anyhow, I just want to put it out there, a condolences to his family and to him, before I dig in here with the paranormal news.
Somewhere between the funnies and the obituaries is... Oh, yes. The paranormal news.
What is this world coming to? Back in the day, you know, you'd be downtown or you'd be out partying and you'd hook up with some random chicks. You know, you're young, you're in your early 20s. It's time to let loose, have lots of fun, you know. And, you know, you accidentally contract a horrible disease or two. It's a part of growing up, I think, personally. I mean, my first 22 STDs weren't a big deal. You get a little shot, you take a few pills, everything's fine. Especially gonorrhea, it's not even a big deal. Well, guess what? The dumpster fire that is 2020 has given us something to be very fearful of with our hookups on Tinder. That's right. Let's just say that 2020 is unlikely to go down in history as anyone's favorite year. There's just so much that's gone wrong this year that many people are counting hours until it's finally freaking over. But hey, there's only a few days left, so why not celebrate something new? There's a COVID-19 pandemic that's still going on, and the massive overuse of antibiotics to treat the coronavirus is setting the perfect scene for another disease to flourish. Now, wait. Why on earth would you use antibiotics for COVID-19? Well, the problem is people are misdiagnosing it. It happens all the time. You get a little sniffle from COVID-19. You go in and say, oh, I have a sinus infection. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. Everyone's taking more antibiotics than usual, which is already happening, actually. So this... you know, just increase of people going to the doctor and getting checked and finding more bacteria infections and stuff like that. It's just an increase, really, because every time someone gets a sniffle and a fever, they're gone to the doc. Guess what? The doctor gives more antibiotics, and it increases the resistance of antibiotics. So you know what happens? You get mutant super gonorrhea with no cure. That's right. Your d***s are going to fall off. This is what 2020 has brought us. Just the most terrifying idea. Our wangs are going to fall off onto the floor because now we have super duper gonorrhea. And like, there's been people in my life I've wished this super bug on. There's no doubt. The mismanagement of STD services and wanton use of antibiotics is creating a gonorrhea bomb that could explode at any moment. Kevin Cox, the executive chair of the UK-based anti-infective drug maker Biostatic, told The Sun that the super gonorrhea could soon pop up, and there's already been cases of it slowly creeping into the public since 2018. This has only just spread it a little bit faster. So guys, do me a favor. What the f*** are you thinking, man? We're a goddamn condom. Jeez. It's like some kind of conspiracy. Everyone's just having Tinder hookups. Do you know what happens to Tinder hookups? I'll tell you what happens to Tinder hookups. They get super mutant gonorrhea. Okay, maybe it's not a conspiracy. But 2020 has had its weird share of wonderful conspiracies. So here are some COVID theories that I'm sure you guys will really like. The world hasn't had to deal with a global pandemic in the past century, so understandably, people are having a hard time wrapping their minds around a disease and transmission, so what better time to start coming up with conspiracy theories, especially about finding a cure? How about this one? 5G internet caused the pandemic. The pandemic coincided with the rollout of 5G internet, which will support everything from driverless cars to mobile gaming. The increased towers, while an eyesore, aren't reprogramming our RNA to make us sick, though. Here's another COVID one. Bill Gates created COVID to implant us with microchips. I'd argue that if you have a social security number, a cell phone, and a credit score, a microchip on it, you know, track you more than you already are, especially if you have a cell phone. Like, come on now. But still, there aren't any tiny microchips inside the COVID vaccine. If that technology does exist, they'd market it and sell it like everything else. Let's be honest with ourselves. Here's another wonderful idea, another stupid theory. You can cure COVID yourself. Yep. Never mind the pandemic that's wiped out millions of people. People are doing many zany things to cure COVID on their own, like gargling white bleach and taking malaria medication. Hence the gonorrhea mutation. The best treatment is good prevention, you know, in my world. So keep wearing your mask, you turkeys. Here's one that I really liked. It's right out of like a sci-fi movie. You remember 2012 and everyone thought the world was going to end? Well, guess what? The world did end in 2012. If you're not familiar with the Hadron Collider and CERN, don't think too much about it. Sure, they're doing cool subatomic research, but they're also discovering particles powerful enough to rip the space-time continuum in half, which just sounds like the start of a horror-slash-sci-fi movie. Nick Hinton, an author and philosopher, according to his Twitter bio, lays out the theory in a thread if you're looking to inspire a panic attack, the idea that the world actually ended in 2012 and we're living in a simulation universe. You know, it might explain the whole Berenstain Bears thing. Here's another one. Bigfoot lives in Washington State. Because of COVID, more people are spending more time outdoors, which is great. Except they left behind record amounts of trash and chaos because this is why we can't have nice things. You know, while they've been destroying the natural world, they've also spotted Bigfoot more than ever before. There are thousands of reported sightings in 2020 of Bigfoot. Although maybe it's just, you know, bedraggled environmentalists hauling garbage bags filled with litter. But, you know, it could also be the big hairy guy himself. The idea that we're living in a simulation has never been proven more. I feel like we just hit the plague button basically this year while playing Sim Earth. This conspiracy theory is nothing new, but after the announcement of Murder Hornets this year, it seems like somebody's loading up the program with absurd challenges for us. It's not just internet extremists either who subscribe to the brilliant theory. Some of the world's most brilliant minds put it at 50-50 odds we're inside a simulation. So there you go, guys. What do you think? Do you think we live inside a game of some sort? I think it's kind of possible. I really do. Anyway, those are some very strange 2020 conspiracy. Holy crap, man. Did you guys hear about the alien hunters who detected a mystery signal? Another one coming from the closest star system. Guys, this is big, okay? Astronomers hunting for radio signals from alien civilizations have detected an intriguing signal from the direction of Proxima Centauri, the nearest star system to the Sun. The researchers are still preparing a paper on the discovery, and the data has not been made public, according to The Guardian, but the signal is reportedly a narrow beam of 980 megahertz radio waves detected back in April and May of 2019. So, you know, we are talking about in the past here, but we're getting there. The Parkes telescope is a part of a $100 million breakthrough LISTEN project to hunt for radio signals from technological sources beyond our own solar system. The 980 megahertz signal appeared once and was never detected again. That frequency is important because, as Scientific American points out, that band of radio waves is typically lacking signals from human-made craft and satellites. There are a lot of radio waves out there, folks, but this signal appears to have come directly from the Proxima Centauri system, just 4.2 light years from Earth. I feel like maybe we should beam back the aliens and be like, hey guys, you know, we have a beautiful planet, and if you're going to come invade us, you know, we don't want you to come, but if you're going to come in peace, please wait till we have a cure for COVID-19. We don't want you to die upon landing. It's so true. It's so true. All right, time for some more nightmare fuel. Anybody here a gamer? Do you like playing video games? Do you remember the game The Last of Us? One of my favorite games ever. It's like Uncharted. You know those Uncharted games, except it's a zombie survival game. So anyway, the idea in that game is that plants basically became sentient a little bit and kind of like latched on to people and turned them into weird zombie things. And, you know, they base that upon nature. There's actually this type of fungus that, you know, implants on an ant, and the ant becomes mindless and does whatever the fungus wants, finds a very high place, and then the fungus uses this to spread its spores. Well, there's a newly discovered fungi that turns flies into zombies and devours them from the inside out. Two newly discovered fungi species have a similarly macabre mode of action. They eat flies alive while using them to drop spores on new victims. The related species, I can't even pronounce their names, but I'll try my best, Strongylsia trigonae and Strongylsia acerisae, attack the fly species, which, you know, coincide with them, which look like ordinary house flies, but undergo a horrific change once they've invaded, you know, the actual body of these flies. The fungi eat one or more holes in the abdomens of the flies and then produce clumps of orange spores, which spread by dropping out of holes. The infected, now zombie-filled flies remain alive for days during the process, meaning they inadvertently spread the spores far and wide, particularly when mating with other flies. Meanwhile, the fungi continue to devour the flies alive. Finally, the fungi ravaged insects collapse to the ground in spasms and die. Even after death, the flies can spread the spores of their killers. The flies' abdomen gradually crumble, releasing more spores from the inside. These spores have thick walls that may help them lie dormant over winter, infecting more flies when the excess become active in spring. Danish researchers discovered dozens of fungi-infected flies during fieldwork in Jaspers and Amager, Denmark. The flies were found in both rural areas and residential neighborhoods, hinting of a horror story struggle playing out in seemingly peaceful fields and yards. The researchers reported their findings in the September 2020 issue of the Journal of Invertebrate Pathology. So there you go. This fungi attaches to the fly's butt, drills holes in it, and takes it over, basically. Like, this is wild. Like, how are mushrooms and funguses even from our planet, let alone insects? Insects are so weird and oddly evolved. If you ever look at their bodies, you know there's something up. What do you guys think, guys? Think it's all proof of aliens? I don't know. It's hard to say. Guys, the paranormal news. The first paranormal news of 2021 saw COVID-19 giving rise to super mutant crazy gonorrhea. My 23-year-old self is terrified right now to hook up on Tinder. The craziest conspiracies of 2020. You know, some of them were very interesting, such as Bill Gates being behind the pandemic so that we can all get microchips. My God. We had alien hunters detecting mysterious signals. Yeah, from a galaxy very, very close. And, of course, a newly discovered fungus, which uses a fly's butt to spread itself. Because, you know, that's not weird at all. All these stories have been odd to Newfoundland.